F-H-E. Stop. A True Story by Barbara J. Jones. For the gate by which ye should enter is repentance and baptism by water. And then are ye in this straight and narrow path which leads to eternal life, and ye have received the Holy Ghost. 2 Nephi chapter 31, verses 17 and 18. Rene was born in Haiti, a small country on an island in the Caribbean Sea. When she was 8 years old, she and her mother moved to Utah to be closer to Renee's aunts, uncles, and cousins. After the move, Renee's family and friends told her and her mother about the gospel. Soon the missionaries started teaching them. At first, Renee wasn't sure that she wanted to be baptized. Then one day the missionaries read something special from the Book of Mormon, words of the prophet Nephi. He said that baptism is like a gate to a path that leads to Heavenly Father. He also talked about the blessings of the gift of the Holy Ghost that come after baptism. Renee felt a warm, happy feeling in her heart. She knew that she wanted to return to Heavenly Father, and she wanted the gift of the Holy Ghost. She thought that the Holy Ghost would be a good friend and companion to help her throughout her life. She and her mother were soon baptized. On a winter day, not long after her baptism, Renee found out one way in which the Holy Ghost would help and protect her. As she walked out of the doors of her school, she thought she heard someone say, "Stop!" She hesitated and looked around. She couldn't see anyone, so she started forward again. Once again, she thought she heard the voice say, "Stop!" She obeyed. As soon as she stopped, a pile of snow with big chunks of ice slid off the roof of the building and landed right in front of her. Her heart beat fast as she looked at the snow pile. If those ice chunks had hit her head, she would have been badly hurt. Renee knew that the Holy Ghost had warned her to stop. She knew that the Holy Ghost is the helper that Nephi had promised. That night in her prayers, she thanked Heavenly Father for the gift of the Holy Ghost. End of A True Story, Stop, by Barbara J. Jones.